Are you homeschooling on your own and wish you had a community of believers to do life with? Do you desire deep relationships but haven't found them in your neighborhood or even at your church? Are your kids feeling isolated and settling for hanging out with kids just because they're in the neighborhood but not really because they're good friends? What if I told you that finding like-minded Christian homeschool families just might be the answer? In this episode, we want to explore what you should find in a Christian homeschool community. And if something like this doesn't exist near you, rest assured you are not the only one who is looking for it. Maybe you're being called to start something so that you and your children can thrive in your homeschooling.
Welcome to Lead Your Homeschool Co-op. Do you desire a Christian community with families that fit? Do you find yourself up late at night Googling conflict resolution and how to build a community? Do you dream of a sustainable homeschool group only to feel discouraged when policies fail, logistics get in the way, or a conflict comes up again?
Hello! We are the Homeschool Community Builders. Together, we have more than 30 years of experience in leading successful homeschool groups. But at one time, we too were in co-ops that did not work for our families. We needed deep relationships and a community that would help our families grow in faith. In order to be a part of a sustainable Christian community, we stepped out in faith and trusted God's plan to build the community that we desired.
In this podcast, we will help you create Christ-centered policies, establish a close-knit culture, and develop strong leadership skills so that you can serve your community well. So grab a pen and paper, be ready to take some notes, and be encouraged. You can do this.
Hey friends, did you know we have a free Facebook community where we are helping homeschool moms with leading their community? Come join us at Lead Your Homeschool Co-op. We have a special offer at the end of this podcast for anyone who is praying about starting a community, so make sure you listen to the end. We can't wait to connect with you. So today, it's just Hannah and Molly today because Pam is down with a cough, and so we're sad not to have her here, but we want to talk to you about what are some of the main issues of trying to go it alone with your homeschooling, and maybe not even trying to go it alone, but just being alone. And the first thing that always comes up whenever we talk to people is loneliness. People are lonely when they're by themselves. And it's possible even to be lonely when you're in a co-op. We said earlier that we want to talk about what you should find in a Christian homeschool co-op or a homeschool community. And being lonely inside the community is not that. So sometimes this comes from the fact that it's a drop-off program. You drop your kids off for their classes, the moms don't stay, the kids might connect and maybe even have friends there, but it's really not a community because you don't see those people outside of the co-op day. Or if your kids say, hey, mom, can we invite this kid over? Or can I go over to this person's house? There's a lot less trust because you don't know the other people in the community. So,
because there's no points of connection there, right?
Yes.
When you just see people in passing, and especially in this culture, when we're busy, 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 it's harder to make those connections when you have a drop-off program. It's just, it naturally is.
Yeah. So that's not the best place to try to find a place or to not be lonely, right? It's also possible to be in a co-op and still be lonely when you're in a co-op with people that are not like-minded. It's this feeling of everybody else maybe has connections, or maybe they all do some kind of sport and you don't. Or an example that I remember from my own kids, we were involved in a 4-H club and everybody else in the club did horses. And we joined this club because it was close in location, but my kids weren't into horses, and so they just didn't connect. And so we were lonely, even though we were a part of that club. And we were there all the time, and it didn't matter that the time spent together was, you know, at every meeting or at the fair or whatever, they just didn't connect. So just it's because like you're in a co-op doesn't mean you're not going to be lonely.
Well, it's like a game of dodgeball, right? Where you're each person, you know, your team captains pick a teammate, you know, and the team grows, and then all the favorites get picked first, and then you're kind of the outlier, you know, who's going to pick me? Where am I going to connect? You're there to play,
right?
But there's no connection there. And so that's a bad and uncomfortable feeling to be involved but still being an outlier in
be on the outskirts. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's even more lonely than just being by yourself, to be honest.
I agree. So, because you don't feel picked. You don't feel that when you're alone, you're just alone. But when you're around people and they don't make an effort to connect with you, or you don't have something to connect on, then it feels personal.
Yeah. Yeah. So the answer to that is not pull back and isolate yourself, but in my mind, the answer is find those people that you can connect with. You need a like-minded Christian community. You need to find the people who love the same things you love, who have the same goals, who you can be in close community with. And even if it's small, even if it's just two or three other families, it's such a difference in being fully involved and fully participating and fully a part of a community like that. So you don't have to be lonely. You can find your people.
I agree. And I would even share the encouragement that you do not have to go and be in a large community with dozens of other families. Start with a couple, right? Mm-hmm. Find some place to be connected where you are intentional with like-minded families. You're getting together regularly. Start there and then grow if God is leading you to grow, or not if God is not leading you to, but just don't do it alone.
Yeah. Yeah. So the second thing that comes up often when people are saying, boy, I think I need a homeschool community, is lack of friends. And in particular, lack of friends for our kids. So people may be in a community and the ages of their children are either older or younger than all the other kids in the community. I know I experienced this in one of our communities when my older kids were in high school. There just wasn't any other kids that they connected with. There were a couple other kids. They lived far away. There wasn't enough connection to build community for my kids. So they didn't have a way to make friendships. And at that point in their lives, they desired friendships with their peers so much. Like, it was this burning need. So that co-op, even though it was in many ways, there was a lot of great things, the lack of friends for my children made it not a good fit for us.
Yeah, that is a challenge for sure, especially because some homeschool groups tend to be smaller, right? So if you have a small class and their personalities don't quite mesh well, then that is a challenge. And so how do we answer that?
Well, I think number one, I mean, you have to have your eyes open to the fact that if you've joined a community and it's not meeting your needs, that it's okay to make a change.
Mm-hmm.
I was resistant to making a change because I wanted it to work and it wasn't working for my kids. And so it took me a while to figure out that, you know, actually I need to try something different. We need to build something different, because it's a little bit daunting, right? To try to build something different. But it's so worth it. It's so worth it when you find that connection with other families in what you need. So I would say pray for God to bring relationships to your kids and be willing to see relationships in places that you might not normally recognize them. So,
and it can be hard as a mom when you do have those connections with friends, but your kids don't.
Yes.
Right? That right. is very challenging because this is your community, but what about them? How do we
right.
how do we have that for our kids also? And so now, years later, Molly, would you say that you have both?
Yes.
You have community for you and your kids have community for them all in the same place now.
Yes. Because, and I think the reason why is because we've been really clear about what we want and not compromising what we need, like the basic things. It's not that any community is ever perfect for every single family. It's not. There's certain things that if it was just me, I would do it a little bit different. But the benefit of having the community that for the most part, everybody's on the same page and my kids have friends, I have friends, we have support, we have accountability. You just can't beat that. But we had to build it, right?
We did have to build it. Yeah, for sure.
And the third thing that we kind of talked about with, you know, why you don't want to do it on your own is being isolated. I mean, these all kind of relate to each other, but isolation is easy to fall into as a homeschooler because it's easy just to stay home and do your thing, right?
And, or not do your thing.
Or
just not do school.
Right.
Because there's no, what accountability do you have when
yes.
you're doing it by yourself?
That's what I found when I first started homeschooling. I was on my own and I realized even after just a couple of years, I need the accountability. There's so many things that we can do, but I wasn't doing school very well. And so I definitely needed that. And you don't, sometimes when people are isolated, they don't know their lack of community until they find the community.
Yes.
If you understand what I mean.
They don't know what they're missing because
yes.
they don't know what they're missing. They don't know what they don't know.
Yeah.
Because it can be intimidating. One of the things I have heard is that people feel intimidated coming into a group that has been established for so long. Like, oh, you guys are have been friends for so long. And but what you don't realize is that we want you to come join us. We mm-hmm. we have open arms. We want our circle bigger. We want our kids' circles to be bigger. Don't be intimidated by that. You just have to take the first brave step out of your isolation and into community. And the fruit that comes from that has no price,
yeah.
truly.
Well, and our culture is more and more isolated. You know, the longer we've had screens and phones and whatever, I mean, the studies show we are more and more isolated, even though we think we're connected through social media and stuff. We are not, right?
We are not.
There's nothing that replaces in-person community, even online community. I know there's homeschool groups that have online communities and, you know, kids take classes that way and they make friends online and maybe they do sort of make friends. But those are not the people who can bring you a meal when you're sick or can come over to your house when you've had a terrible day or that you can go get a cup of coffee with, or, you know, those are not the people that you can form these relationships with that really are a support to your whole life. And in a community where you're actually in community, where you actually see each other, you can't replace that. And I think the science is backing that up more and more and more, that people are depressed. People are fearful. People are polarized because they're isolated.
Yeah.
And if you can get yourself out of isolation, there's so many benefits.
I think isolation is the devil's playground. You know, when you might be struggling with something and you will continue in that struggle, digging deeper and deeper and deeper. But when you're in a community and you can openly share something you're struggling with, well, suddenly you have friends that are coming alongside and praying for you and sharing wisdom with you and encouraging you out of that place of isolation or anxiety. And that is not what the devil wants, which is why we even more need to be so staunch in our efforts in making it happen.
Well, I think that's one of the main drives for me and the main motivations for me for doing what we're doing on this podcast is to motivate people and help people to see how much they need community, because Christians are going to be under attack more and more. I mean, we're living in a culture that is anti-Christian. We need to join arms with other people. We can't do it on our own. And yeah, exactly. The devil wants us on our own. It's much easier to attack us when we're isolated.
Yes. Because we don't have the strength in numbers when we're not in community.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you're isolated because you live far away from people or there's no community in your area, what's the solution to that? Somebody might say, well, there's just nothing there for me. You know, there's nobody around. And maybe I live in a rural community or...
Start something and then you'll see.
Yes.
How much better it can be.
I really,
if there's not
that.
A lot of people around you, that's okay. Join together with a single friend and then invite the person that you meet at the park. I mean, start small, but do be connected. I think in the Bible, yes, we go to isolation to pray and to talk to God, but God does not want us in isolation. He does not command us to go be alone.
Exactly.
It is very, very important. And sometimes you have to be the brave one to take the first step to make it happen.
And I think even if you live in a rural community, you find some place that's a central meeting place. I mean, I drive 20 to 25 minutes no matter where we go because we are rural. That's part of living where we do. But we build the gas money and the time into our priorities because it is that important.
Yes.
And community gets closer all the time, really, you know, I mean, as housing developments, you know, build up around us or whatever, that it gets closer all the time. So I just think it's so worth it. And it's worth the commitment and it's worth the effort. And if there is not something started, there is somebody else out there like you who wants something. And it just takes that one person to get it started, right?
Yes.
It just takes that
all it takes.
One thing.
So pray that God would show you that person, you know, put it on your heart, the person to connect with or the couple of people to connect with, whether it's someone you know from the library or someone from church or another youth group, you know, your kids know through youth group or something. But
yeah, so
they're there.
They are there. If you're lonely, you don't need to be. And if your kids lack friends, they don't have to. And if you're isolated, you don't need to be that way either. We really believe that there is a community out there for you. So kind of wrapping this up, is the Holy Spirit moving in your heart to reach out and start a new community in your area? Are you feeling that call, but you don't really know where to start? I mean, it is a little bit scary, but we are here to help you and we really want to help you. And we have a process for getting clear on what your mission is and on starting this journey towards building a homeschool community where you can thrive. And we want to offer something, but you need to act quickly. So the first 5 people to respond to a post, to our post on our Facebook group, we are going to give an hour coaching session for free. In this hour, we want to help you establish your clear mission and lay out an action plan so that your dream of having a homeschool Christian community can come true. So Once you listen to this podcast, head on over to our Facebook page at Lead Your Homeschool Co-op and respond to the post you'll see there. And we can't wait to help you get started to build your community.
That's right. Our Bible verse for today is Hebrews 10:24, and let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
Thanks, friends. We will see you in our Facebook group and see you next time.
Hey friend, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with someone who may benefit from it? Or leave us a 5-star written review in Apple Podcasts. It blesses our socks off to know how this podcast is helping you. Also, make sure to connect with us on the Lead Your Homeschool Co-op Facebook page and join the conversation. We'll see you back here next time.